Reish Mem Zayin Zib Dalet. Im Ha'eni Yudim Moylech HaKisav B'chinom. The guy is willing to take this letter without being paid. Afila Nosla Be'erel Shabbos Mutter. Then he could also give it to Erel Shabbos. Why? Sherei Ein Yudim E'elohu Oysa Zeh Ve'en Ela Lahatzik Tevin Le'Yisrael Mipnei Masha Kibu Mimenu Tavli Kilo Kotus Achidish. We said before that if you ask a guy to do it for and you don't mention the price, so then he's not sure what's going on over there, and it looks more like he's doing work for you, not for his own benefit. But if he says that I'm willing to do it for free, then we say that the reason why he's willing to do it for free is because you did it in the past and he's just paying you back, in which case it's considered that he's doing it for his own benefit, and therefore it's permitted even Erev Shabbos. Rambam says v'yishchokim b'sfilu v'chol shoyisim v'chinim also. Others say no, if you give money, you give money, he's working for his wages. But this cheshbon is that he did it because he did him a favor we don't make, and it does look more like he's your shliach. But toiv lahachme, it is proper to be machme, not to give a goy a letter without paying him for it. And according to this, it will be toiv lahachme even from the beginning of the week. Ava b'mokim shein Yehuda masril ema Yisrael loyim sheyelach l'lechinam vaday daiter atav shosel. But if a guy initiated, he walked up to the Jew and said, I'm going to such and such place, you want me to take something for you, and then a vada looks like he's going out of his way to do a toyva for you, and it's permitted to give it to him even on Erev Shabbos.